This is episode one of Ambitious Adventures. I'm Brandon C. Adams and
Greg Rolette.
And we're going to be talking over the next couple of months here and just the time to come. We're going to talk about behind the scenes of our season one of episode or of Ambitious Adventures. We're going to talk about the entrepreneurs that we meet, our experiences, the things that go right, the things that go wrong, all the cool stuff we see when we travel the country. And we recently just got done. We're in New Jersey, but we did our first episode in Des Moines, and we had some cool experiences, and we want to share them with you. So first off, I mean, Greg, what do you think? What was your going into Des Moines? Like, just thinking, like, what was your insight? Thinking, like, we're going to go to Des Moines. We're going to film an episode. What were your thoughts on that? What was going through your head?
Well, I guess the one good news is that I'd already been there. Because if I hadn't have been there, I'd have thought it was all cornfields and cows and pigs and whatever else you guys do in Des Moines. But I think that having been there already, I knew that the downtown scene was really good. I knew that there were really good young people making big changes, not just doing little businesses, but doing, you know, really incredible startups. And so I knew that we were going in to film three really, really cool businesses. I knew that we were going to see a little bit of Des Moines, so we were going to do the state fair.
Yeah,
see
which
the
is fun, market, yeah.
Which is super fun. But I think at the end of the day, the show, Ambitious Adventures, in as a whole, it's going to showcase that these smaller towns, and Des Moines is not a small town, but it's a smaller town compared to your LAs or your New Yorks.
Not quite half a million, just surrounding area. Exactly. We're not talking New York or anything.
That there's people in these small towns doing things just as cool, as impactful, as significant as the companies in New York, as the companies in LA, San Francisco, Chicago, Boston. And I think that's what's really fun about the show is that we get to go to Des Moines and you're like, wow, like there's a fashion label in Des Moines that's just as cool as the fashion labels in LA.
Yeah.
And I never would have thought that beforehand. But after hanging out in Men's Style Lab, you're like, man, this Midwest
got
some swag.
I gotta say, like when we did, we did like a little runway thing where Greg and I both tried the same outfit on. I won, clearly. but no, it was cool. The clothes he had, I mean, we were styling, man.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? And the experience we had, I mean, they had a bar there. They had the clothes. We all had our personal, like, stylist for everything. But the one thing I really want to get out is, like, people don't realize, I mean, you guys want to put your own TV show on. It's a lot of work. I mean, the past 2 months, I mean, we've been talking to different entrepreneurs. I've talked to over 100 entrepreneurs for doing casting. We've been doing funding. Recently did our Kickstarter campaign that raised over $52,000. But the filming itself, we picked you up from the airport, you and your film crew, Thursday night at midnight.
Yeah.
And we went nonstop until Sunday. And then you and I now, we're in New Jersey. We just did a day consultation and actually
with some of the
producers of the show. But it's insane. I mean, Saturday, what did we do, 4 a.m. till 11 o'clock we filmed?
11 o'clock. I mean, yeah, I think most people think that it's just turning on some cameras and filming.
It's not.
And to some extent it is, but it is, you know, it was Thursday night. We got in about midnight, got to your place. Normally I would crash right away, but we had a pre-production meeting with the entire crew and, you know, went to like 2 a.m., woke up about 5, dragged our butts to get coffee.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we were filming just after 6:30, you know, in the morning. It was raining, so
yeah, we had to delay it. There's a little obstacle there.
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest keys, not just to TV shows, but in all entrepreneurship, is being able to adapt to changes, being able to adapt when adversity comes, being able to be flexible, but knowing that it's not just like, oh, let's scrap it. It's, oh, cool, we can't get that shot. Let's go do something else instead.
Yeah.
And it's making the most of your downtime. I mean, it was funny, like, legit, you and I had like 5-10 minutes where we weren't filming. Both of us on our phones. We're emailing. We're doing stuff. We're taking calls with clients. I'm talking to people back at the office. I mean, it was a full-out sprint.
And beyond me just emailing on my phone, I was doing Snapchat, which was like, by the way, if you haven't noticed, we're in an airport here. We're just getting ready to fly back. He's going to Orlando. I'm going to Des Moines. So we're always on the go. But Snapchat, I did 150 snaps in 2 days.
2.5 days, yeah.
So I actually submitted to the Iowa State Fair snap story, and 4 of my snaps made the Iowa State Fair story, which is like unheard of. And I had over 30,000 views just from that alone, which was crazy. It's like they wanted to see, because like we talked about Ambitious Adventures. I'm like, hey, we're on set here on the roller coaster, Ambitious Adventures. And they obviously shared it, so that was cool.
I think a really cool learning point to kind of talk about is everything we do, we're making it a very big deal.
Because if we don't make it a big deal, no one else will make
Nobody
it a big
else
deal.
Will.
So just the fact that there's two dudes with three camera guys following them around starts. But then you add in Snapchat. You add in, I remember at the farmer's market, we saw this group of high school girls. There was like maybe
yeah,
half
they followed
a dozen
us around, yeah.
They followed us around, and I kind of turned to them. I'm like, hey, do you guys want to just, you know, be a part of this? And as I was doing something else, you got them all together. You guys did like a cheer.
Yeah, on Snapchat.
And put them all in. But we made everything bigger than, you know, what it actually is. And yep. I think that helps add to the flavor. You know, we had a news crew follow us
around.
Yeah,
we even got a whole story from Adam Brower at KCCI. I mean, he followed us around all Saturday.
So when you have three camera guys following you around, and then you have a news crew following you around,
then you know it's a real deal.
Then you know it's a real deal. And so my lesson to you is, you know, as you're getting ready to launch your product, your service, you have a new product coming out, you know, how can you make it appear 10 times larger than it really is? And can you get the media involved? Can you, you know, hire just your front desk girl to come follow you around with a camera? I mean, just make things perceived to be bigger, and people will perceive them to be bigger. I know, you know, at our TV shows we do at Celebrity Branding Agency, we tell people to treat our TV shows like it's being on Oprah, because if you treat it like it's Oprah, other people will treat it like
it's
Oprah.
And it'll become Oprah.
If you don't make a big deal out of it, other people won't make a big deal out of it. If you're not your number one fan, number one promoter, some people, it's really hard to do self-promotion, but you can do it in a tasteful way. Like, you know, I'm sure some people thought that we were, you know, not the coolest dudes on the planet.
Oh, who cares? But, I mean, you're going to have haters.
Yeah, but I think that if you don't make things a big deal, no one else will. And I know you...
It's kind of like personally. The fake it till you make it. I mean, it's not saying that we're faking things, but it's really making it big.
Yeah.
Because from there, it'll get other people's attention.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest lessons we learned, too, is to ABM, always be marketing, you know, instead
always
of ABC.
Always be marketing.
Always be marketing. I think one of the things that we didn't do well was when people came up to us and they asked what it was. We didn't have flyers. I think the next time we're going to roll with stickers.
Stickers.
And that way they can put the sticker on their car or their computer or
with
whatever
the website,
it is. It'll
hashtag.
Have the website, a hashtag, and a snap code so that they can join it. Because now, I mean... Think about it. This is the best place ever to build fans are the people who are like, oh my God,
along
I was
the
there when they were
I was
filming.
In this show and they're going to tell their friends and it fills up.
I mean, musicians, I come from the music industry and everybody wants to be there like when you were playing to 20 people in the crowd so they can say, oh, I was there when they were playing this venue and there's only 20 people. Now they're playing an arena in front of 20,000. These are those people for us. It's
exactly.
These people that see us at the state fair, at the farmer's market, walking around downtown. And if we can get them to be a part of the brand now, they're going to be our best brand ambassadors.
And not only that, like everybody in our show, we make sure that they are going to market it. I mean, why wouldn't they want to market it? Because they're in it. It's self-promotion for them. I mean, we had Tres Mente Salsa. We had Darren at Men's Style Live. We had Kino Salt Iowa State. And then we had some random ones. Like, we found a Boy Scout selling popcorn, which, by the way, that was an expensive popcorn. $20 a pop.
$40 on popcorn.
I don't even eat popcorn, really. But hey, we supported him. He's going to be on a show with some other random ones. We had the guy with the rum. We had...
the Slingshot guy.
Slingshot. Well, I went on Slingshot, and Greg is kind of a pansy, so he decided he did not want to do the Slingshot. We had a film... Oh, another thing. We had a film crew guy. Like, basically, I was heat exhaustion, and he had to stop. Like, I mean, these are the things we went through. When you have to film all day, you're on camera, you got the crew following you around, it's not, like, all glory. It actually is work. And, by the way, I ate a pepper, and it was hot. On one of the scenes, and you'll see when we come out, I eat a whole pepper. And actually, if you know anything about peppers, like the grease from it is very bad. You can't rub your eyes. And there was two times throughout the day, I was an idiot, and I rubbed my eyes, and it burned, so I had to stop. Just crazy stuff like that happened. We milked a cow. I mean, we did a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, I think kind of the last lesson for this episode is that to really achieve greatness or success, whatever you want to call that, you got to push through and do things that you don't necessarily want to do. And I'm not talking about eating peppers or milking cows or going on the Slingshot. But, I mean, 4 a.m. wake-up call on a Saturday morning is not fun.
Yeah.
You know, the final day, it was Saturday, Sunday, we were all going to the airport. And we all had, like, it was 11 a.m. flights, an early flight. And we said, hey, we're missing shots. And
we need B-roll.
We left at, you know, the house at 7 a.m. We shot B-roll from 7 to 9, got back and, you know, packed up our stuff and got to the airport on time. But it's, I think it's the little sacrifices to make something great. It is easy, and I'm a fan of this, and you are too, of just getting something out into the marketplace. Like this podcast, like we're shooting it in an airport. We're just using your phone. Like
we're just going to get out.
But for this show, for the caliber of product that we want to put out there, it was well worth it to go the extra mile, to wake up that extra hour early, to push through.
To go do the Slingshot that we didn't plan on doing, but we did it.
Even when we were at Fong's, like you and I were both like legit exhausted.
We were so tired.
It was the final.
We had Michelle
scene
get
night.
Us some espresso at the last minute, but no.
Yeah, I mean, it was 11 o'clock at night, and we're drinking espresso just to keep our eyes open so we could film the final scene. I mean, again, it could have been really easy for us to bail on that and just, you know, do a cheers and not do any audio, but. And it sounds funny, like we're complaining about hard work on a TV show, but it really is. It's mentally taxing. It's mentally draining. We probably walked 20 miles between the farmer's market and the fair. And
the tough thing is, too, I mean, okay, we're filming all this great TV show. It's all cool. I mean, and the person behind the camera, it's like, awesome, we're getting filmed. But we also got to create something that people want to see. And it's not only just education, but we got to make it entertaining. Because in today's day and age, like, people... It's hard to get their attention. So for us to keep that combination.
It's not enough to just share information. People can get information everywhere. And I think for the legitimacy of the show, we have to help inspire, inform, motivate, educate entrepreneurs. But if it's not entertaining, they won't tune in the first place. And they won't tune in to see what are they going to do on the next episode. And so it is a balance. And it's kind of, from my end, like I do information for a living. Like I do info products, I do courses, I do education. And so it's very easy for me to just do an interview. It's very easy for me to just spit out, do A, do B, do C, and add the entertainment value. But without the entertainment value, people won't tune in to watch.
They won't.
That's why I need you. to eat peppers and do random stuff. Get my shoes and go in the slingshot. And, I mean, it made a good combo, but that was super exciting. I'm heading home to Orlando. You're heading home to Des Moines.
I'm heading to Des Moines. This is our first episode. So for more to come, what you can expect is we're going to do recaps on every episode that we do. We're going to be going to La Crosse, Wisconsin. We're going to L.A. We're going to St. Pete, Florida. Going to go down potentially to go to London. I mean, we haven't decided all the cities we're going to, but we're going to travel here. And we're going to give you some insight. I mean, there's some stuff that we created, different interviews that just randomly came up during our recording. And we're going to share them with you. So stay tuned for everything to come. Until next time. We'll see y'all later.
See you guys.